In 2015, Cristiana Figueres of the United Nations stated that what was coming was going to be the biggest change since the Industrial Revolution. If you look up the UN website, you'll still see it there. And here it is just 5 years later, November 2020, it's a pivotal year. She said the world is waiting for suicidal Australia to reverse its stance on climate change. So is there climate change going on? Let's think about it. Every developed and developing country that has some substance is using chemical, electrical interference for weather control, for its own purposes or for war purposes. There is bound to be climate change. It's a crime against humanity. When the United Nations is faced with this fact, they just ignored it because it's not the problem. They need a problem for the solution, which is world confederation. More to the point is the coming judgments of God that will be the result of what is happening. If we were to preside on a court case, we would soon come to evidence that would point to the perpetrators of this crime, the viral crime, the coronavirus. Crime against the world nations by using the process of presenting incriminating evidence, we would come in the world court to find who, by the evidence, is the perpetrators. The Wuhan Institute of Virology was participating in a project led by the New York-based organization Eco Health Alliance. Think about the name Eco Health. Dr. Fauci was collaborating with Bill Gates, and these names come to the fore. And Fauci was involved in gain-of-function research that makes viruses more virulent and crosses species, making a new organism. So this type of research, which is dangerous research, after complaints of 200 was stopped in 2014. It was at this time that the research was taken to the Wuhan lab in China. Over $7 million was paid to the Wuhan lab, that was reported by Newsweek, and stopped in September 2019, shortly before we knew about the outbreak. And what did Dr. Fauci have to say? It naturally evolved. Nothing naturally evolves. Like what happened in Liberia and Ebola. The US rushed in through with the vaccinations, Gates, a vaccination against filth, what was happening in that country. There was civil war, cannibalism, filth running in the streets, feces on the beach, rubbish piled up, stories high, and so you had this unbelievable outbreak, and they were using a vaccination to inoculate against filth, basically. The Spanish flu came out of the trenches of World War One. The idea that we have a world vaccination is an incredible naivety. But it's easily dealt with because when you have chickenpox, it remains dormant after its initial strike to later re-emerge as shingles. How long does that take to happen? See, disease changes form and location. When people don't consider that and it's only basic, then you give it another name. It's another disease and it's not the same disease, just as what happened with inoculation in India. So they're inoculated for polio, but they don't have the gut flora, the capacity to make an immune response. And so there are 490,000 cases in children with non-polio flaccid paralysis. So the potential for worldwide disease and outbreaks is just absolutely huge because of the amount of poverty worldwide. So there's such a thing as a created organism, and that's what is happening. This comes to the fore with understanding now that there is research labs, viral labs all around the world playing with nature and things that they should never have touched. They are very virulent, extremely transmissible, And this is the type of research that was being done in the Wuhan lab, conducted in order to develop vaccines. Of interest is Fauci's wife also. Fauci himself, top Jesuit in elite school, getting top grades, ducks in his medical school, in a high school, and then for decades in charge of infectious disease for America, and he is proud of his Jesuit background. Of interest is his wife, which is Christine Grady, an American nurse, bioethicist, who serves as the head of the Department of Bioethics at the National Institute of Health Clinical, the Health Clinical Center, trained at Georgetown University and Boston College, is a private Jesuit research university in Chestnut Hill, Massachusetts, both Jesuit colleges, universities. So we have the first Jesuit Pope. We have these people in key positions, and we could keep on going and on because of how spread, how far this whole thing has gone from years ago when the book came out by Keys of This Blood by Jesuit priests concerning New World Order, and there would be one winner. There were three players. That was United States, USSR, Vatican, and there would be one winner, and it stated Vatican would be a winner. And after America falls apart, said the USSR would fall apart before that happened, and after America falls apart, it will put its base in Europe. That's basically what it's saying there. And the stakes was world domination. This is about confederation. For this is the end time scenario that's been predicted, Revelation 13, Revelation 17. So the activity of the World Economic Forum came to light this year. A strategic world plan in integral detail just didn't come up suddenly, but it's been there for a long time. It's waiting for the event to go ahead and implement what big business plans to do. Big business needs to back this whole global scenario, else it won't happen. The World Economic Forum and the Green Earth Movement took advantage of COVID to support the Great Reset, so that will be in great detail next year. They're meeting in January 2021. Of course, this is all connected with the United Nations and their ideology, and the Pope's encyclical on climate change, which is the backing for the Paris Agreement. Forbes magazine said the Great Reset is coming, but not for capitalism. Yet big business is working out the details of the reset, as we said, January 2021. And from this idea, the idea of inclusive capitalism was filtering through the media, and its meaning was Marxist, something the Pope had vigorously supported. So when we think back of McCarthyism and this anti-communist struggle of the United States, and in the background of it all was the collaboration of the Vatican and the CIA, America, against communist powers. And so we have this Marxist ideology being set in place. It's very ironic, quite amazing. The global control of the human population, as envisaged by the Vatican, written extensively about, as I mentioned in Malachi Martin, Keys of This Blood, secret societies and ecumenical leaders uniting with the Vatican through technological and economic means. Something that would never have been realized until now with the emerging robotic and fourth industrial age. In Revelation 16 verse 13 says this, it talks about a three-way union. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come from the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. here more plainly in plain English in a prediction written in 1885, when Protestantism shall stretch her hand across the Gulf, it's talking primarily of America, to grasp hands of the Roman power, when she shall stretch, reach across the abyss to clasp hands with spiritualism, when under the influence of this threefold union, our country shall repudiate every principle of its constitution as a Protestant and Republican government, and shall make provision for the propagation of papal falsehoods and delusions, then may we know that the time has come for the notice what it's saying, for the marvelous working of Satan, and the end is near. And look at the language of what is happening here. We've got Biden, who's going to follow the Pope's encyclical. He's been quoting it. He's going straight into the Paris Agreement. We've got John Kerry leading it up. Dangerous situation. The Constitution and liberties at stake at this very point of time. This is the time when it's all happening. He's going to follow. He stated that he's going to follow the Pope's ideas on borders, on racism, on equality, and so we're being propelled forward with big business, a world confederation, and without America in the mix, it wouldn't have happened. But now America is back in the mix. Now they've taken care of Donald Trump. Donald Trump wasn't the savior. Also, there were priests surrounding him, and they were presenting religious liberty. A Vatican II idea. So it was either going to come from one end or from the other. We had the grassroots movement of the Black Lives Matter caused the Civil War in the USA, and it reminded us of the downfall of the USSR, in which the church and the CIA toppled that regime. And then after that we had Gorbachev spruiking about New World Order. And I think he expected America to come to the party as part of the negotiations, but it didn't quite happen. But now it is happening. It would with the pandemic, that is the revolutions that were going on, cities burning for months, wreak havoc on all fronts. The ideology was leftward facing. It's called liberation theology, Jesuit theology, which is Marxist. And we see the images of the police and the priests kneeling for solidarity and the revolution and democracy at work on the streets in the scene of anarchy. Remember that America is not a democracy. They talk about democracy. Biden talks about democracy. All the presidents have talked about democracy. But it is not a democracy. It is constitutionally written to benefit the minority just as much as the majority. It looks after individual rights. The anarchy stopped, amazingly, with Biden's election. Like the war with the IRA, the fighting will continue until the goal was realized. That is, America and the Paris Agreement joined to world governance with the United Nations and the Vatican. In Australia, we saw police arrest in the home without warrant during the lockdown. Some of the most restrictive laws for a Western nation have been placed in Australia years ago, and I suspect in all the Western countries, as we're seeing happening across the board, under what papers reported as a Jesuit-led parliament, perhaps a first in the Western worlds. That was back in 2013, they were talking about that. Quite a few articles. But Australia was asleep. This is a small example of their efforts in the Western world to seize political control, which is ongoing on a massive scale. Across the world, protests broke out as small business fell and liberties were taken away and big business monopolized. Incredible. Headlines ran, Vatican calling, Pope's congratulating Joe Biden on election. In the election, Biden was quoting the Pope's encyclical, 2015 encyclical, and willing to hand over the USA to global governance, that is Marxism, under the Paris Agreement. Biden says he hopes to work with Francis on issues of climate change, poverty, and immigration. What hope had Trump to overturn the election through the Supreme Court in his favor when he has positioned virtually an all-Catholic Supreme Court? Whose side are they going to be on? Are they going to be working for world governance with the church being at the head, or are they going to be siding with Donald Trump? What was the aim for the Vatican? Of course, world domination, as we've mentioned, through climate change, through the Paris Agreement. It's a mimic of the three angels' messages of Revelation 14. You need to realize that. It's such an important point. It's a mimic of the three angels' messages of Revelation 14. The nationalism that Trump heralded has been lumped with racism as a dirty word. But the coming together of evangelicals is not to be forgotten. For the path to the future, I believe, is to be steered again through the evangelical ties with Vatican ideology and religious liberty, not following the American Fathers' constitutional foundations, but Vatican II Jesuit ideology. And it was a Jesuit in America, Jesuit priest, heading up religious liberty. That's just incredible, because they were in charge of the Inquisition. So think in opposites all the time, the opposites. They give you a word, inclusive capitalism, think Marxism, think religious liberty, think the opposite. The opposite is coming. From these prophetic words I quote, in the future we will have less to say concerning Rome. Why? For the vicious persecutions shall be from a Protestant front as they join hands with Romanism. They'll be working together. The media control was unbelievable. From the media giants, the Pope had met with them in 2016 and it played out in 2020. The president's speeches are shut down at their own discretion. The media called the election win. People with large followings were taken off the platforms, media platforms. The UN and the Vatican's push against hate speech of people critical of themselves or those they are in favour of does away with the First Amendment of the United States, but this will be more fully realised, I believe, in the Biden presidency. The work which the Church has failed to do in time of peace and prosperity, she will have to do in the terrible crisis under the most discouraging, forbidding circumstances, in a time where there will be no buying and selling except you receive the mark of the beast. In a number of months, we have come much closer to realizing how the mark of the beast with no buying and selling could be implemented. Unless you have the mark, it could be implemented through a health passport necessary for any travel or work. We're seeing that being pushed more and more. We knew it was coming. Those who are awake knew it was coming. And 2021, these things are going to keep steamrolling through. This comes alongside the push for a cashless society already realized in Nordic countries and China. The universal basic wage is being pushed by the Vatican, by the Pope Francis. The New World Order in 2020 coming at a rapid pace. All stars were aligned for the Pope. It was quite a year for him. Everything was coming together. We see the vehicle for the mark of the beast, the climate change, and through the times and laws, Daniel 7:25, that is under the authority of the Vatican. It will bring the world back to the leadership, its leadership, church and state, and the persecutions of the Dark Ages. All seven prophetic time periods concerning this beast power, the little horn, which is easy to determine at this point, which is a smaller state or country in the world, the Little Horn Power, that is a theme for the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation, it points to an eighth period of time in Revelation 17 when it will have absolute world domination. This is the purpose of it. This is the purpose for understanding that we should know our enemy and should know what is coming, that we might have our allegiance with God and be true to Him and find everlasting life. This is a matter of religious liberty and freedoms. The 3rd of October 2020 came Francis' latest encyclical. So, Pope Francis says the coronavirus pandemic has proven the magic theories of market capitalism have failed, and the world needs a new type of politics that promotes dialogue and solidarity and rejects war at all costs. But who was behind the walls all up to this time? Revelation 18 tells us plainly who it was. Anyone who thinks that the only lesson to be learned was the need to improve what we already are doing or to refine existing systems and regulations is denying reality. There is going to be an absolute change. The Pope's encyclical is about that solidarity and the majority, the climate change issue, about educating the world to accept this global governance, all under the threat of climate change. Now, it's interesting that the Pope says anti-maskers are stuck in their own little world of interests, and yet another article comes up and says Pope Francis hosts delegation of NBA players. Well, that's interesting, who he's having to lunch, and their union leaders at the Vatican for a maskless meeting about social justice. In the same month, that is October 2020, October 26, so the encyclical just come out. The Pope has called for same-sex couples to be protected by civil union laws. And this is also followed up with how Joe Biden is and who is putting into position, in a remarkable departure from both the Vatican's historical stance on homosexuality and his own. The stance from Catholic leadership in Western worlds is pro-abortion and gay rights. Such a bold hold has the Pope on the American interests that he wrote an opinion piece on top of this in the New York Times, November 26, 2020, a month later. Pope Francis says, a crisis reveals what is in our hearts with a call for change. Change to what? A Marxist system controlled by church and state, that's what it means. Remember, he had already won many to his side, both in Congress and the United Nations in 2015. But I see no comment on the paper from the very fact that the Pope, who's in Italy, is publishing his opinion piece for change in a Protestant country, to me, smacks as remarkable. Satan, coming as Christ and working with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in those who are binding themselves together in secret societies, those who are yielding to the passion for confederation, are working out the plans of the enemy. The cause will be followed by effect, testimonies to the church. So this is another prediction of those things which are coming, was written over 100 years ago. People are often missing the main point, that is the influence of the Vatican for world domination as predicted by Revelation 13 and 17, the little horn. The manipulation is coming from the Vatican for global governance and is being enforced as we speak. Revelation 18 verse 24, and in her was found the blood of prophets and saints and all that was slain upon the earth, and the work of the Vatican is worthless unless big business is behind it. And 2020 ends with the heading from the self-appointed guardians of the planet, December 2020, in an apparent act of divine intervention, the Rothschild family, those whose wealth is estimated at 20 billion, although nobody knows for sure, together with other famous brand names of globalization such as Rockefeller and MasterCard, will take up the standard for the world's downtrodden in a deal that's worth several trillion dollars. These will collaborate big business with the Vatican, and of course the Rothschilds are known as the guardians for the Vatican treasure. So here we are in 2020, and we're being propelled to a certain future as given in Bible prophecies, in which we need to align ourselves with God for his protection.